So how did we start? Where did we start? We started in London. We started in central London, of all places. Because if one is going to do anything in Britain, well, one might as well start at the centre of things. One might as well start in London. So we started in a little basement underneath a shop, a Japanese shop, which afterwards became a Buddhist shop, in Monmouth Street. I don't know if any of you have ever passed down Monmouth Street. Monmouth Street is roughly, you know, in between Charing Cross Road and Drury Lane. And it's quite a well-known street in English literature, believe it or not. I mean, I've encountered references to Monmouth Street going back to the 17th century. Dickens refers to Monmouth Street. In Dickens' time, Monmouth Street was a famous street. It was famous because it consisted entirely of shops selling second-hand clothes and shoes. When we started up our activities in Monmouth Street, things had changed a little bit, and here was this Japanese shop run by a friend of ours who formerly had been a member of the Sangha Association. And when we all got together and we decided to start up activities and start the FWBO, he said, well, there's this basement, you know, underneath my shop. It's only about, 12 by 14 feet, I think. He said, if you like, I'll approach my landlord and let's see if we can use it. So yes, to cut a long story short, we got the use of this basement. 12 by 14 feet underneath this Japanese shop in Monmouth Street. And it's to that little basement that my thoughts go back this evening. I think I functioned there for about 5 years. We had, exactly 19 years ago, I think virtually today, I think the actual anniversary is on the 7th. What is it today? The 5th. The actual anniversary is on the 7th. So in 2 days' time, it'll be exactly the 19th anniversary. And I remember it very well, because just a few days before, I'd been composing a special dedication ceremony. So these friends, the owner of this little Japanese shop and a few other friends, they set to work and they turned this little basement into a Japanese style Buddhist shrine with a little image, a little altar, and some very, very small chairs. The chairs had to be very small, because even with very, very small chairs you couldn't really accommodate more than 20 people. I mean, putting that absolutely side by side. So we had these 20 very small chairs. Well, in those days, don't forget, people couldn't sit cross-legged for meditation. They nearly all sat on chairs. And we had chairs in our basement shrine for many, many years. Chairs have only disappeared, you know, from FWBO meditation centers comparatively recently. Even though we still do keep a few chairs at the back for newcomers who can't sit on the floor. But that was the situation there. So that's what I remember. I can remember, you know, sitting on cross-legged on my sort of raised seat, you know, at the far end next to the shrine. I had to be sort of squeezed in. I'd have people just sitting here, right in front, because it was so small. And I had to be very careful not to bend over, because there was a curtain behind me, yes, but behind that curtain there was a hole. That was a sort of coal hole, leading into another little space right underneath the road where the coal used to be tipped in the old days. So I had to be very careful that I didn't lean too far back, because if I went through that curtain, I'd go into the coal hole. So we had the dedication of what we called the Tri Ratna Meditation Center and the shrine exactly 19 years ago, the day after tomorrow. We invited our friends, those who were to form the nucleus of the FWBO. We squeezed some 23 or 24 of them into that tiny room. It was probably 24 with me. And I remember that we used to go down, you know, into this little basement, down a winding staircase. And then part of the back of that tiny basement room had been curtained off. There was a space about three times the size of this lectern, where Bunty used to give private interviews to people, and where we used to keep the, you know, the cups and the saucers. We had to pretend that these were private interviews, because every word that was spoken behind the curtain could be heard all over the basement. But anyway, technically they were private, you know, interviews, and people meeting me, coming to see me, you know, before the class started or after the class had finished, used to, you know, pour out all their troubles. In those days, people seemed to have a lot of troubles. Huh? They didn't seem to have, you know, so many these days. And technically, you know, nobody else could hear. People pretended they couldn't hear. while people were sort of pouring out their souls to me behind the curtain. Huh? I remember this very, very well. And this was how we started. We had the dedication ceremony. I recited the dedication ceremony, which, you know, others recited after me. This is, by the way, the same dedication ceremony that appears in our puja book, and which we use on occasion still. And in this way, our Tri Ratna meditation center and shrine, as we grandly called it, you know, it was established. Huh?